Racism is a political weapon, a slur, to guilt-trip whites into supporting open borders. When Martin Luther King called George Wallace perhaps the most dangerous racist in America today, what did he mean? Why was George Wallace a racist? Because he was trying to protect white spaces from being destroyed by diversity? Diversity is anti-racism, is open borders, and the result is white genocide. The destruction of all white neighborhoods, nations, families, and people. Right now, the West is replacing whites with non-whites. In USA, Australia, Canada, UK, Ireland, Germany, Sweden, France, and even Poland. By 2040, whites will become a minority in the USA, and by the end of the century, a minority in all these nations too. We see propaganda on a regular basis, including, but not limited to, TV commercials showing interracial couples, generally a non-white male and a white woman, to normalize race mixing. If you object to being replaced in your own nation, becoming a minority and race mixing away, you are attacked as racist, white supremacist, or nationalist. All three words are used interchangeably. The left claims they are anti-racist to prevent genocide, but their own ideology slash religion requires them to genocide all white people. Clear contradiction. Their irony here, the irony, man, dude, should I edit your thing while I'm recording it? Because I can edit your thing while I'm going to edit it. The irony here is that these same civil rights activists and social justice warriors who attack whites as racist, supremacist, or nationalist don't call non-whites these labels curse words when they complain about white people moving into their neighborhoods. In fact, these same people admit that diversity destroys local communities. White people moving into a neighborhood is gentrification or colonization, and that harms non-white communities. Replacing a taco truck with a cold brew coffee changes the culture. Even just displacing the locals is harmful. So racism is a double standard that is only applied one way, against white people, to force open borders. Total hypocrisy. White Americans heard Martin Luther King's famous psyop, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." They did not think that meant blacks, Hispanics, and Muslims would be allowed to rape, kill, and steal with impunity. Oh, that's not what I meant. Oh, okay. Saying I don't like blacks because despite being 13% of the population, they commit 56% of the homicides, 2019, should be anti-racist. Instead, liberals twist racism into not being able to judge. They go even further by explicitly creating community guidelines or hate speech laws that stop whites from holding these groups accountable for their behavior. People hate because they're upset and have legitimate grievances. Stopping hate is stopping accountability. The left will never allow us to judge non-whites by the content of their character. The truth is that DNA is real. DNA is not a social construct. There are biological differences between individuals, ethnicities, and races. Equality is a lie, but the left worships all people are created equal as their number one commandment, so they attack science as racist. They call science, aka the truth, racist, and attack anyone mentioning biological differences as racist, heretic, and fire them from their jobs through the Civil Rights Act as creating a hostile workplace. They've achieved Catholic Church Galileo levels of censorship and established civil rights, social justice as the state religion. Because the left cannot admit there are biological differences between races, inequality, such as blacks or Hispanics underperforming in education and business, must be blamed on white people. This is so retarded. They've invented a conspiracy theory, systemic racism, to blame whites for the failure of non-whites. Systemic racism is a double standard because the left will never praise white supremacy when non-whites outperform whites like Asians in education or blacks in sports. The left only blames whites when non-whites underperform. The left never praises whites when non-whites overperform. The left has spent decades trying to close the gap by increasing funding to black and brown schools, and no matter how much money they spend, they cannot close the gap because the gla blah, 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 blah. See, this is what this shit does to me. They cannot close the gap because the gap is genetic. Instead of admitting that equality is a lie and biological differences exist, they enact diversity quotas to fix the gap. They claim to be against discrimination, but advocate discrimination against whites and Asians. Total hypocrisy. They will never allow us to judge whites by the content of their care. Racism is arbitrary. Racism is not universal, it is arbitrary. Each situation must be arbitrarily defined as racist. As a result, the definition of racism changes over time. Situations that were not racist become racist, and vice versa, and this makes racism contradictory. Definition. The definition of racism keeps changing, and the new definitions contradict old definitions. In 1941, the official term was racialism, and the definition was racial prejudice, race hatred. Prejudice is lived experience, and people hate because they have grievances. That doesn't explain whatever. In 2020, Merriam-Webster's dictionary changed the definition of racism to include systemic racism, which should be racist itself because it's inciting hate against white people. What? A recent redefining of racism has been power plus prejudice equals racism. Under this definition, non-whites can never be racist in the USA because they lack institutional power. So non-whites can hate and mistreat whites because they are white, and it's not racism. Situations. Situations are arbitrarily labeled racist. Racism has no consistency besides racial plus someone offended. The most obvious example is, I have a black friend. What? Back when America had borders, segregation, most whites did not live with blacks. So if you had a black friend, then you were not racist. Once open borders, desegregation, was normalized, many whites had a black friend. So having a black friend became tokenization and actually a sign of racism. Complete inversion. Affirmative action, positive discrimination, should be considered racism because it's systematic discrimination against white people. But the left views affirmative action as anti-racist because it helps non-whites, excluding Asians. Completely arbitrary. Calling COVID-19 the Wu flu or saying it's from China is racist. Seriously, dude, no one thought saying COVID-19 was from China was racist in March. The left kept screaming racism until they redefined the situation as racist. Contradictions. Eventually, so many situations get labeled as racist that racism becomes a contradiction. This meme is the most obvious example of racism's contradictions, and then he posts a fucking 4chan thing as if it's some kind of source. I'll add another example if you refuse. Sorry. I'll add another example. If you refuse to have sex with non-whites equals sexual discrimination equals racism. But if I want to have sex with non-whites equals fetishization equals racism. The more you look, the more contradictions you find, and eventually you realize that racism is rigged against white people. Conclusion. Racism isn't real. It's just anything that offends non-whites. Normalizing anti-racism means white genocide, becoming a minority in your own nation, living under foreigner control, and eventually race mixing away. Normalizing anti-racism means not being able to hold other races accountable for their actions. Normalizing anti-racism means living on eggshells, being constantly afraid of being called racist, not even knowing what offends, constantly apologizing anytime you're accused of racism, kissing black feet to prove you aren't racist and refusing to have white babies because that contributes to systemic racism. Insane. Anti-racism made sense in a mid-20th century American context, post-slavery, nation of immigrants, and post-Nazi, but it cannot expand to the 21st century globalized world. Anti-racism infringes upon self-determination. It's time to move into the 21st century and let go of this 20th century social construct. This is drivel and garbage, and I don't know why I did this at all.